All right, guys, rocking full dad mode. Two car seats in the back. Still one shot. Don't think this truck can fit. But I want to give you guys some value today. It's Monday. I'm preparing for class tomorrow. Brett Gilmore is doing his high-level interdiction, hidden compartment, pre-stop indicators course right now at Rowan College for a bunch of guys and girls down there. Hopefully they're enjoying it. I'm sure we're going to get a ton of feedback. He's a killer instructor. He's killer. Upcoming classes, streetcoptraining.com. But today, as I'm driving around doing a few things before I get back to the office and start ripping on some content for tomorrow to prepare for class, Bergen County. Never too late to sign up if you want to get into that class. And I watch, as I'm driving down the highway here, I'm watching a cop. And when I see police officers working, it just triggers my mind to things that I would look for while on patrol. And as we're driving down, I'm in Route 1 right now. There's a lot of places to turn off into. So here's just a tip for today for everybody that they can use and employ. I get that the game is a little difficult. You have to have tenacity if you want to be good at interdiction. Or when I say interdiction, I'm talking about just having more quality stops. Nobody says you have to get 25 kilos of cocaine on your first stop. Like, you know, being able to spot a car and find somebody with a warrant to get that arrest. Or look, if you've never found a grinder or a blunt, it'd be really cool to learn how to find a grinder or blunt, you know, based on some things that you could learn in this group. But one thing I could tell you about that may help you really discover some people who may be engaged in some kind of criminal activity. And again, identifying the car is only half the battle. You have to then go into your motor vehicle stop and figure out, all right, what am I doing here? What am I looking for? And as you all know, if you've been to my training and part of this group for a while, there is a pretty much a foolproof method for going through a motor vehicle stop, determining whether or not you have or are in the presence of criminal activity before, during, or after the commission of a criminal offense. But one of the simple things that I can tell you to start looking for is, remember, it's reactions to presence that are the key to this game. But one thing I can tell you is, when you're driving on a highway situation, and there's multiple cars on a three-lane highway here, look for those cars that now, because they saw you, suddenly they're turning off the roadway. Suddenly they're going into, and I'm saying sudden, not like it looked like they were going for it. It's like, oh, there's an exit. Let me get away from this cop. Just pay attention to any cars, namely more that just suddenly get off the highway, but any cars that are, you realize they know that you're, this guy should know that. Mainly any cars that you know that, it was actually Brett Gilmore calling me, it's funny. Mainly any cars that you're seeing that suddenly turn off the highway because they notice you were there. Pay attention. Get your head out of your computer. Stop caring about license plates. They count a little bit, about 4% of the equation. And start looking around at what's going on. I'm watching cops as I'm driving around because they haven't been through the training, pumping plates into the computer, looking at their ALPARs, looking at their radar units. That's just a part of the equation that will help you determine some other stuff, but open your eyes, look around at what's going on. It may not be a motor vehicle setting that you're picking up on. Maybe you're going to disrupt an armed robbery. You know, you just show up and there's a dude walking around with his hood on and some sunglasses, but it's the middle of the day or it's the, it's at night and he's walking into a store dressed like that, dressed something might be odd or awkward. The only way to see that stuff is if you're looking around. So your head's on a swivel, all the time, looking for what's wrong here. Every stop that I had was not just motor vehicle related, okay? A fraction of it or a portion of it, 10, 15%, would be where I'd be initiating or engaging with people who were outside the motor vehicle setting because I just spotted something was wrong. So, and don't downplay your position as a patrol officer. To me, and I'm not knocking any of the divisions, the patrol division was the best place, and I get you got to respond to calls. I get that. It's a pain in the ass at times. But for the ability to go out and do your thing, there's probably no better place than patrol to be, especially when you have those slow days and like it's nice out and just it's that perfect day for going out and intercepting some crime. So with that being said, hopefully you've found a little value in this. And if I come across something good a little bit later, I'll do another video today. I'll do it on the way up to Bergen tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing everybody. If there's anything I can do for anybody, you can reach out to me via Facebook Messenger. See you guys later.